Good morning. Okay, let us begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together this morning to worship you. I ask that you put Jesus' blood in my mouth so I can speak the truth. And put Jesus' blood in our hearts so that we can receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Hong Kong Fellowship, we are now reading Romans. In the very first chapter, Paul lists all the sins of people. Okay, maybe I'll just read it. Okay, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless.
保罗说人们心中不满各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、满心是嫉妒、凶杀、尊敬、诡诈、毁毒恨，都是残毁人的，背后说人的怨恨神的、辱骂人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
When I read this and think about, boy, I think I've done all of these.
当我读的时候，我想到我这些我都做过。
Like for example, years ago, you know, I bought some stock, and I made a lot of money because it went up a lot. But instead of being like grateful or happy, I kind of regret that I didn't buy more.
几年前我买了一些股票，然后涨了，赚了很多钱，但我没有当时没有觉得很开心，而是很后悔，我为什么没有多买一点。
You know, I look down on people sometimes, and I believe that everything that is written applies to my own life.
我有时候会轻看别人，所以我相信这上面说的都是在我都有。
Now, in Romans chapter 6, Paul wrote that the wage of sin is death.
在罗马书六章，保罗写到罪的工价就是死。
Now, because everybody dies, so this is nothing new. But the death he is talking about is not about the body death, but about the spiritual death.
其实我们每个人都会经历死亡，但他这里说的死，不是第一次的死亡，而是第二次的死，就是灵性的死亡。
See, when a person's spirit is in hell, the spirit is dead.
当一个人的灵魂在地狱的时候，他的灵性就死亡了。
See, God is life, and without God, there is no life.
上帝就是生命，没有他的地方就没有生命。
And so in hell, there is no God, so there is no life. So everything in hell is dead.
地狱里没有生命，那里有的是死亡。So
a spirit can be conscious, but yet dead.
一个灵魂可以是有感知的，但同样也可能是死去的。
Just like a person who's breathing and walking, but he's so sad, so depressed, as though he is dead.
就像有一个人，他可能也会呼吸，也会走路，但他可能正在一个抑郁症的过程中，他整个状态像死去一样。
Now Jesus described hell as a place of weeping and teeth gnashing.
耶稣把地狱描述成一个是人有人在那里哀哭切齿的地方。Does
hell really exist?
地狱真的存在吗？
Like a lot of people think that, you know, after they die, they just simply go to sleep.
有些人相信说人们死去只是进入睡眠。But
if it's simply just everlasting sleep, wouldn't that be very peaceful?
如果人死去只是进入永恒的睡眠，那
Then why are people so afraid of dying?
为什么人们会惧怕死亡呢?
Why would Jesus sacrifice himself to save us from a peaceful sleep?
如果是这样的，为什么耶稣要牺牲他自己，救我们脱离这种睡过去的死亡呢?
So let's see how Jesus' blood can save us from our sins, which leads to spiritual death.
让我们看看耶稣的血怎样可以
Now, before Jesus came, the Jewish people have to, you know, whenever they need forgiveness, they sprinkle the blood of the Lamb in the altar.
在耶稣来之前，犹太人他们想要求到饶恕的时候，他们会让大祭司把血洒在祭坛的周围。
And then Jesus came and he offered his blood to everyone.
耶稣来了，他的血把自己的血给了每个愿意求饶的人。
And so, according to Matthew, at the Last Supper, Jesus offered his disciples a cup. Jesus said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin."
在最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣对门徒提到给他们一个杯，他说这杯是我立约的血，为多人流出来的，使罪赦免得赦。
The reason why Jesus' blood can wash away our sin is because it is the only blood in the world that is 100% pure. Like, I mean, if you know chemistry, you know that even if something is 99% pure, no matter how much you wash your hand, it will never be 100% pure.
如果你的血知道，如果水只是99%的纯净，你用它来洗手，还是不能洗到100%的干净。So
that's why only Jesus' pure, perfectly pure blood can wash away our sin.
这也就是为什么只有耶稣的血可以洗净我们的罪，让我们完全得洁净。
Now a lot of people in the world they ask this question. Christianity is so exclusive, you know. You're saying that only Christians, you know, can be saved, but all the other people cannot.
有些人他们了解其他宗教的会说，基督教信仰很排他，就排斥别人。你们觉得只有信耶稣才能得救，其他方法不能得救。
But we have to remember that Jesus offered this cup to all of you, meaning whether you are black, white, Chinese.Whether you are educated, uneducated, rich or poor, you are given this cup.
但我们要记得，耶稣他把自己的血这一个杯赐给人的时候，他是赐给任何想要他的人，不管是穷人、富人、白人还是华人，还是有受过教育的、没有受过教育的人。
So it is not exclusive at all.
他并不是排他的。
And for those who accept Jesus' blood, their sins are washed, and they would not have spiritual death.
对那些接受耶稣的血的人，他们的罪就被洗净了，他们可以避免灵性的死亡。
And the blood of Jesus is not only good for you know after we die, but it's also good right here on earth.
耶稣的血光是可以救我们脱离死后的那个灵性的死亡，而且他现在就可以保护我们。
The blood of Jesus can protect us, deliver us from evil, and also to strengthen us.
他的血可以在我们现在的时候就是保护我们拯救我们也救我们脱离试探。
Remember like in the Passover, you know, God told the Jewish people to put the lamb, the blood of the lamb on the door so that that angel would not enter into their home.
就像在旧约逾越节的时候，神让他的子民把羔羊的血涂在门框上。
And today, we can pray the same thing. We can pray that the blood of Jesus cover our home. You know, Christian families are under attack. I mean spiritual attack. That's why even Christians, you know, have problems in marriage, relationship with children, emotional problems, health problems, and so forth.
这就是为什么基督徒的婚姻也会遇到困境，父母与孩子的关系，还有情感健康等方面都会出现问题。
That's why we often have to pray that the blood of Jesus cover our family.
所以我们需要经常这样祷告，求耶稣他的血可以遮盖我们的家庭。
Cover our body.
可以覆盖我们的身体。
Cover our cars.
Car.
Your car, automobile.
要求他的宝血覆盖我们的一切，我们包括我们车，我们的身体。
Our house.
我们的房子
our office if we work
我们的办公室
and of course our church
而且特别是我们的教会
see protection is basically asking God to help us before the problem occurred
属灵的保护是我们在问题出现之前就求神来保护
and prevention is always more effective than treatment you know, this is the way we all understand disease you know, you heard about an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure so it's the same thing you know, prevention that means we pray for Jesus' blood even before not after before the problem occurred
就像我们知道医学上我们身体出现问题我们也是知道预防要比 后期的后面出现问题的治疗要来得有效的多所以我们属灵上也是要在问题出现之前我们就求神的保护和预防这些问题出现
But if the problem occur then we gotta pray for deliverance
但当问题出现的时候我们还可以祷告求神来拯救我们脱离这些
In Revelation chapter 12, it is written that they overcame him. Him is the devil. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
在启示录12章里说，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
Overcome does not mean to simply survive, but to have victory over.
这里说的胜过不光是就是 顺利的过程而是说可以得胜
You know in the Bible it mentions three things right there's three things faith, hope and love
你知道圣经里讲到信望爱
And remember which one's the greatest
哪个是最大的吗
Yeah love right
爱是最大
So that means even when our faith is weak and our hope is dim God's love will endure
也就是说即使是我们的信心软弱我们的盼望很微弱的时候上帝的爱还是可以胜过这些
And the blood of Jesus represents God's love
而耶稣的血就象征神的爱
It is even greater than faith and hope
这爱是比信和望还要大的
That's why the blood of Jesus can help us to defeat and have victory over Satan
这就是为什么耶稣的血可以保护我们也救我们
So when we encounter spiritual attack, we must plead or pray that Jesus' blood will help us to overcome the evil. So when
we encounter spiritual attack, we must plead or pray that Jesus' blood will help us to overcome the evil.
You know, many people, they drink alcohol to help them to forget their problems. But we should drink Jesus' blood.To receive power to overcome our problems.
你知道有些人他们通过喝酒来酗酒来忘记自己的问题，但我们是可以喝耶稣的血来得着能力胜过这些困境。
No, we all have problems, and many people think that, oh, I'm not good enough to serve God because I have weakness and I have so much problems.
我们每个人都有很多的问题啊，有些人会觉得我自己不够好，我还。有很多缺点 我不配来服侍神但其实每个人都是这样
Now there's a woman who wrote that she had a vision seeing Jesus speaking to her while Jesus is on the cross
有一个女士她曾经有过一个意象她看到耶稣在十字架上对她说话
And Jesus told her that you know Jesus was beaten right from head to toe so he was bleeding everywhere
耶稣当时他的样子就是被刑罚格打了从头到脚都是受伤的就流血的
So Jesus told her that the blood that came out from my face is to remove your shame
耶稣对他说从我脸上出来的血你看见了吗他是为了挪走你的羞耻的
Then it occurred to me that that's right You know when people get embarrassed they blush
就让他想到好像人们在觉得尴尬或者羞耻的时候脸就会红
But the blush is our own blood
但那个脸红是我们自己的血
But Jesus' blood can cover over that
但耶稣的血可以遮盖羞耻
And you all know that they put a thorn, right, a crown of thorn on Jesus' head, and so Jesus bleeding heavily from the head as well.
我们说，罗马的兵丁把耶稣头上戴了一个荆棘的冠冕，他的头也是带有血的。
And Jesus said that the blood from my head is to renew your mind.
耶稣在异象中对那个女士说，我头上流出的血是为了更新你的意念。
We need our mind to be renewed because we all have negative thoughts.
我们都需要意念被更新，因为我们心里都有一些不好的意念。
Things like, oh, this is hopeless.
就像他说，好像说啊，我这个没有救了。
Oh, this person, why is he like that?
然后或者说这个人怎么能这样做呢？
So therefore, we need the blood of Jesus to help us to think love, joy, and peace.
所以我们需要耶稣的血，给我们重新有平安，有喜乐。
And then Jesus also said that the blood from his feet is to make us worthy to walk with his word, so that we can bring his word to other people.
耶稣对他说，我脚上的血是为了可以让你站立得住，也可以行走去传福音，把好消息带给别人。
And the blood from his hand can strengthen our hands so that we can use it to help others.
他手上的血可以让坚固我们的手，让我们做工帮助别人。
In Hebrews chapter 9, Paul wrote, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
在希伯来书，保罗说，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，良心除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉他。
So Jesus is saying, I know you are weak, but my son's blood can cleanse you so that you can serve me without any bad conscience.
所以神是说，我知道你们软弱，我是让我的儿子的血来洗净你们，让你们的良心没有亏欠，可以来重新来侍奉我。
Last night, you know, my wife and I got into an argument.
昨天晚上我跟我太太有一点争吵。
I mean, it's a small argument, but you know, a lot of small things can become big.
很小的一些，很小的一个争吵，但有时候这些小的也会变得很严重。
Like a small match, you know, can cause a whole forest fire.
就像一个火柴有可能点起一个森林大火一样。
So, you know, I feel like a hypocrite, you know, like, you know, fighting my wife and then preach the next morning.
我昨天觉得我自己好像假冒伪善的人，我在跟我太太吵架，我第二天还要去讲道。
So I said, I mean, I said in my mouth, I said, the blood of, I said basically what this said. I said, the blood of Christ cleansed me from my sins so that I can serve the living God.
所以我才会说，求神的耶稣的宝血能够洁净我的嘴唇，让我可以侍奉他。
And after that, God gave me the strength to apologize to my wife, so now I can preach.
我这样祷告之后，神给我力量去向我太太道歉，那我才能今天站在这里讲道。See,
if we pray the blood of Jesus often enough, we'll begin to see the blood of Jesus in our mind.
所以我们在经常用这样的祷告求耶稣的血来洁净我们的时候， 我们就可以经常在头脑意念中能够看到他流血。
And the blood of Jesus reminds us of God's love.
他为我们流血提醒神对我们的爱。
And the Bible said that God's love compels us.
圣经说神的爱激励我们。
That means God's love would cause us to love him back.
也就是说神他的爱是让我
And therefore, we would obey him. So it's not like we obey because we are forced to, but rather we obey because he loved us first, and therefore we want to please him. So therefore, we pray for Jesus' blood. It is basically helping us to obey God.
所以当我们祷告求耶稣的血的时候，我们这样是来帮助自己来顺服神。
Jesus' blood brings reconciliation.
耶稣的血能带来和好和解。
He gives us peace with God.
也给我们与神和好的平安。
And only we have peace with God, then we can have peace with ourselves.
也只有当我们与神和好，不再与他为敌的时候，我们与自己才能和好。
And then we can have peace with our wife, our husband.
我们才能与我们的丈夫、妻子和好。
Our children.
与我们的孩子和好。
Our relatives.
或是我们的亲戚。
And even our enemies.
甚至是我们的敌人。
And this will lead to peace at home and at church.
所以就能让我们的家庭有平安，教会有平安。
And this is possible even when there is turmoil in our life.
这是有可能实现的，尽管哪怕是在一些有特别大的一些患难的时候。
That's why the Bible said that the peace that Jesus gives us is not the peace that the world gives, but only Jesus can give.
所以耶稣在圣经里说，他给我们的平安不是这世界能给的，而是他给我们的。
Now inside the Jerusalem temple, there is an inner room called the Holy of Holies.
在耶路撒冷的原来的帐幕里有一个地方叫至圣所。
Now in that room there is an Ark of the Covenant.
在至圣所里有祭坛和约的祭坛。
And it looks like the throne of God.The ark is like the throne of God.
是神的约柜，看起来像神的宝座。
And so by tradition, whenever the priests want to go into that holy room, they first have to clean themselves with the lamb's blood.
所以在那时候的律法传统是，每当祭司他进入至圣所的时候，要先至圣所之前要先用羔羊的血把自己洁净。
In other words, the blood is important.Before the person can come into the presence of God.
也就是说，当人进入见神之前，有必要用血来洁净自己。
But then Jesus came.
之后，耶稣来了。
And he sacrificed himself on the cross, and now he is about to die.
但他在十字架上献出自己。他就快死了。
So this is what Jesus said at the moment he died.
这就是耶稣在快死的时候讲的话。
Okay. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit.
圣经记载说，耶稣用大声喊叫，就气就断了。
And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
忽然，圣殿的幔子从上到下裂成两半。
You see that curtain separate us.Right from where God is.
那个帐幕就是把我们和神的所在隔离开的。
So when Jesus died, that curtain is torn, so that the blood of Jesus had removed that barrier between us and God.
当耶稣死的时候，那个帐幕裂开了，也就是说，他自己挪去了人和神之间的阻拦。
Okay, Hebrews chapter 10.In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
在希伯来书十章说，我们既因耶稣的血，得以坦然进入至圣所。
Now, notice this verse. He said, we have confidence, right, to come to God's presence, right? With what? With our good work?You know, if we did everything right, you know, we think we've done a good job, then we can come close to God. No, this is not what he said. We can only come close to God by the blood of Jesus.
这里讲到我们凭什么可以坦然有信心的进入至圣所呢？是因为我们自己的好行为吗？不是，是这里讲是说要因为耶稣的血。
And the most holy place is the throne of God.
在世上最圣洁的这个地方，就是神宝座的地方。
And if we just go there, just the way we are, you know what? You know what the devil would say? The devil would say that, well, you're not eligible to be in this place because of your sin.
如果我们就按我们自己原来的样子进去，会怎样呢？撒旦会说你不配，你没有权利进去。
But because the blood of Jesus is over us, we have the right to be there. That's why Jesus said this is a new covenant.
但当我们有耶稣的血覆盖在我们身上的时候，我们就有权利进去。
Now, we know that God is the King of Kings. He's the King above all gods.
我们知道神，耶和华神是万神之上的神。
So Jesus' blood enables us to come close to the King, so that we can make our case to Him directly.
耶稣的血让我们可以直接来到万王之王的宝座前，向他呈上我们的祈祷。
This is a very powerful privilege.
这是一个非常大的一个尊荣，一个权利。
You know, our ultimate goal is to be close to our Father and to His Son.
我们人的最终的目的是可以靠近神，靠近天父和他儿子。
And it is the blood of Jesus that enabled us to come close to the Father.
只有耶稣的血可以让我们靠近神。
And when we have the blood of Jesus over us, and when God sees us, you know what He thinks of? I mean, the blood of Jesus reminds God of His own Son.
当我们身上有耶稣的血覆盖的时候，当上帝看见我们，他就看到他儿子的血。
And so He wants, and therefore, when He sees the blood on your head, He will want you to come closer to Him.
当他看见这些，他就愿意让你靠近他。
And at the same time, the blood of Jesus reminds us of God's love.
同时耶稣血让我们想起神对我们的爱。
So this draws us closer to God.
这个也让我们能够愿意靠近神。
And God to us.
也让神来带靠近我们。
So that's why it is important that we rely not on our strength or on our good, you know, work, but rely on the blood of Jesus to be close to God.
这就是为什么这么重要，我们要意识到我们不可能靠自己的行为、自己的努力，而是只能靠耶稣的宝血。
Now the last thing I want to talk about is why it is important that we have the blood of Jesus to be the child of God.
最后一个我想谈就是为什么只有接受耶稣的血才能成为神的儿女。
Okay, suppose a rich man was separated from his wife during a war.
假如说有一个有钱人，他在战乱的时候跟他的妻子分散了。
And he got the news that his wife gave birth to a baby boy.
他后来听说他的妻子生了一个儿子。
And then many years later, two boys.Came to the rich man, and they both claimed to be his son.
很多年以后，有两个年轻人来到他面前，都说是他的儿子。
Well, let me ask you, how is that man going to determine which boy is his real son? Because only the real son can receive his inheritance.
所以我想问大家，那这个有钱人他怎么决定哪一个年轻人可以承受他的遗产呢？因为只有一个。
Do you think he would simply choose the better looking boy or the smarter boy?
你觉得他会挑那个比较聪明的吗？还是长得比较漂亮的那个吗？
Or even the better behaved boy?
或者是比较乖的那个吗？
No, that is not the way he would decide.
他不会那样选的。
He's going to decide by a blood test.
他会去验血来决定。
You see, the blood of the baby is from the father.
一个孩子的血是从父亲来的。
I knew a man who once had doubt whether this baby is really my son.
我就认识一个人，他有过这样的情况，他怀疑那个孩子是他自己的。
So he brought himself and his son to the doctor and to have a blood test for both him and the child.
所以他把他和孩子自己就一起去验血，然后看。
And the blood matches, so that's his son.
结果是他们的血液是吻合的，他们那个孩子确实是他的。
So it's the same thing. How do we know we are God's children?
No, 也是一样。我们怎么知道我们是神的孩子呢？
By looking at who's the best person or better person?
是不是看谁表现最好，谁是一个更好的人呢？
No, but by the blood.
这些都不是啊，就看那个血。
Now, do you remember when Jesus, when Jesus was inside Mary's womb? She was engaged, right, to Joseph. But when Joseph found out that she was pregnant, he became very upset. and he decided to divorce her.
我们记得玛利亚在就是跟约瑟定亲之后，她还没有成亲就怀孕了。那约瑟有这样的怀疑，想要跟她把她休了。
And so the angel speak to Joseph, and he said this, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
但这是有一个天使向他显现，对他说，约瑟不要怕，你只要娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Since Joseph wanted to divorce Mary, that means he knew he never slept with her.
我们知道约瑟当时想休玛利亚，因为他没有跟她同房过。
So Jesus' blood cannot be from Joseph's blood.
约瑟知道这个孩子一定不是他的。
But from the Heavenly Father's blood.
但他知道这个血是从上帝来的。
You know, during a normal pregnancy, did you know that the mother's blood usually do not mix with the baby's blood?
大家知道吗？在正常的怀孕过程中，那个母亲和婴孩的那个血液是不是掺杂在一起的？
The placenta separates the mother's blood from the baby's blood.
胎盘会把婴孩的血和妇女的血分开。
See, Jesus' blood is kept separate from Mary's blood, so it remains pure.
耶稣的血是一直和玛利亚的血是分开的，所以它是纯净的。
That's why Jesus' blood is 100% pure.
所以耶稣的血是100%纯净的。
So when we accept Jesus' blood, we have the blood of God the Father, so we became the children of God.
当我们接受耶稣的血的时候，我们
You know, some people say that, well, everyone is children of God because God created everyone.
有人可能会说，神不是造了每一个人吗？那我们每个人本来就是神的孩子。
But they get confused between creator and father.
但他们有一个混淆，就是造物主不等于是父亲。
You see, a creator and the created things don't have to have the same blood.
造物主和他造的东西不一定有同样的血。
But the father and the child must have the same blood.
但父亲和孩子必须是一样的血。
That's why father is not necessary. The creator is not necessary a father.
所以造物的那个造物者不一定是他造的父亲。
That's why the only way to become a child of God is to accept Jesus' blood.
这也就是为什么要。成为神的孩子要必须接受耶稣的血。
A very tough question that many people ask is, what about other good people who believe in other religions?
有一个很难的问题，就是很多人在问，那其他信仰、其他宗教的那些人，他们也都是好人，他们怎么办？
But Jesus answered that very clearly.
耶稣很明确地回答了那个问题。
I am the way and life.And the truth, no one can come to the Father except through me.
耶稣他很清楚地说，我就是道路、真理、生命，没有人借着我，没有，除非借着我，没有人到父亲那里去。
I mean, the reason is very simple. Only Jesus has God's blood.
这个原因很清楚，就是因为只有耶稣才有上帝的血。
Muhammad, Buddha, they don't have God's blood. They have Adam's blood.See, who we are is more important than what we do.
我们是谁比我们做什么更重要
This is opposite to the way the world thinks.
这个看法比世界的价值观要就是完全相反的
But think about it. You know, if you see a dog that's lost, you know, on the street,You know what people would say?
就我们想一想，假如说你在路上看见一只走失的狗，人们一般会怎么说呢？
Do you think they will ask, oh, does that dog do tricks?
人们会说，哎，来看看这个狗会不会玩杂技呢？
No, they will ask, who does that dog belong to?
人们会很自然地问说，这只狗是谁的？
If a boy wins a spelling bee championship, do you think they're going to ask, oh, is this boy good enough too?
我看到我看到一个孩子他赢了一个大奖，然后会不会大家的反应会不会问他的数学怎么样？
No, they will ask, whose parents is this boy?
人们一般会问他的父母是谁啊，他是谁的孩子？
Because who you belong is more important than what you do.
因为你属于谁，比你做什么更重要。
So if you want to belong to God, we need to have His blood, which is Jesus' blood.
所以你如果想要属于上帝，你就需要他的血，就是耶稣的血。
So it's very simple. The difference between God's children and all the people is Jesus' blood.
所以道理其实很简单，就是只有一样东西把神的子民和其他人分别出来，那就是耶稣的血。
Here's another tough question. Some people ask, if God is loving, why does He send people to hell?
还有一个也很难的问题，就是如果上帝是全爱的，他为什么要把一些人送到地狱？
Now this is what many people who've come back, you know, to life said, and like these are not like originally believers.
我这里有些人，他们的见证，他们原来不是信主的，但他们经历过这种死去但又回转过来的经历。
When they die, they feel their spirit came out.
当他们死的时候，一般觉得他们的灵魂会离开身体。
And they can see their own body.
他们看见自己的身体在那里。
And then they will see the devil with a chain come and bring them to hell.
有人会看到撒旦就是魔鬼，他手里拿着链子来带他走。
See, God did not send him to hell. The devil took him to hell.
不是上帝把他送到地狱，而是撒旦要带他去地狱。
But here's the thing, though. If the person is not God's child, then God has no legal right to take him from the devil.
如果这个人他不是上帝的孩子，也没有办法，上帝没有办法带他走离开魔鬼。
You see, even though there's a battle between heaven and hell, there is a rule of law.
我们知道，有一场属灵的征战在进行，但就是也有它的规律，就是这样的一个规则。
Yeah, you all know that, right? Even when there's a war between countries, there's still a rule of law that everybody observes.
就像世上的战争一样，哪怕是打仗了，但我们知道有一些规则是在进行的。
Do you remember a few weeks ago, in Haiti after the earthquake?
那记得前几个星期在海地的地震以后。
There were many, you know, children who lost their parents.
很多的孩子他们就是成了孤儿。
And some missionaries, you know, felt, you know, they want to help these orphans, so they want to bring them out of Haiti.
有一些宣教士他们去到那里，他们想帮助这些孩子，就想把他们带离海地那个国家。
But they were put into jail because they don't have the proper legal paperwork to bring these orphans out.
他们就后来被抓起来关起来了，因为他们没有合法的手续可以带他们合法的带这些孩子入境。
You see, even though the missionary love these orphans, but they have no legal right to take these kids.
就像这些宣教士，他们有爱，他们爱这些孩子，想帮助他们，但他们没有合法的手续可以，就做不到。
So in the same way, God has no legal right to take us away from the devil unless we are adopted by God first.
所以也是一样的，上帝他如果我们不先被他领养，有这个手续，上帝也没有权利把我们从撒旦手中带走。
Do you want to become a God's child?
你想要成为神的孩子吗？
So this, you read the first part already, right? The wage of sin is death. But listen, this is the good news. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们最开始讲到这一句经文的前半句，就是罪的工价乃是死。但现在这个好消息就是福音，就是唯有神的恩赐，在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
So the first sentence, way to sin is death, that is the rule of law.
所以这句话的前半句其实就是这个法则，是罪的工价乃是死。
But the second part of the sentence, the gift of God is eternal life, that is the good news.
这句话的后半句，神的恩赐就是有主耶稣基督就是永生。
Yes.
这个就是福音。
Yes.That's why in Chinese we call it 福音。
就是为什么中文我们说好消息是福音。
You know, some mothers, they spend so much time try to prepare a very nutritious lunch for their children.
我们知道很多的母亲他们很精心的为自己的孩子准备有营养的午餐。
And their children take to school, but they never eat it. Instead, they just buy junk food.
但有些孩子他们带到学校但他们不吃他们反而是花钱买垃圾食品吃
I'm sure a lot of mothers know what I'm talking about
我相信很多的妈妈知道这个
So in the same way Jesus offered his precious blood to us at a great price
也是同样的耶稣他把自己的血赐给我们是付上极大的代价的
So don't let it spill on the ground
不要让他这样这他的血就白白的洒在地上
So if you have not yet accepted Jesus, I would like to pray with you. And after you pray, maybe like after the service is over, you can talk to me or talk to one of the co-workers here so that we can, tell you what's the meaning of becoming a child of God. So may I ask everyone to bow their head? And for those who really want to be a child of God, can pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of your Son Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus' blood.
我愿意接受耶稣的血
Let it cover all over me
让他的求你让他的血完全覆盖我全身
And cleanse all my sin
来洗净我的全部的罪
I'm now your child
我现在是你的儿女
I belong to you
我现在属于你
Help me to follow you the rest of my life
帮助我可以在我这一生都遵循你的道路
In Jesus' name, Amen And now I would like to pray for, pray for everyone. So let us do one more time, but this is for all. Dear Heavenly Father, may you put the blood of your Son Jesus Christ on our body. So that we can be healthy and strong. To raise our family and to serve you. And put your blood on our families. So that the marriage between us and our spouse would grow strong each day.
让我们的婚姻，我们配偶之间的婚姻，可以每一天都能够更加的坚固。
And all the attack from the evil one would be defeated.
求你让自己让那灵界的攻击，求你在这上面为我们得胜。
And may you put your son's blood in our children's heart.
求你把你儿子的血放在我们的孩子的心里。
So that they will always be faithful to you.
你让他们可以对你永远就是忠实。
And may you put your son's blood on our hands.
求你把你的血放在我们手上。
So that we can be strong and use it for your glory.
我们可以借着这个，我们的手做工可以更加坚固。
And may you put your son's blood on our church.
求你把你儿子的血就是注入在我们教会。
So that we'll have peace.
让我们这个教会可以有平安
joy and love
可以有喜乐和爱
and that we can use this church to serve you in Ithaca
我们就可以借着教会来在 Ithaca 这里服侍你
and glorify your son Jesus Christ
荣耀你儿子的名
in Jesus name we pray, Amen
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen
我们来唱一首回应诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn in response to the message.
奇异的爱。
Thank you.